You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The focus of Mental Health Awareness Week on reconnecting is timely, as research published this year from the Growing Up in New Zealand Longitude Study reveals the importance of connections with family, friends and the community for maternal mental health and their children's development in early years. Now, Growing Up in New Zealand is the largest study of child development in this country, and both parental and child mental health are a research focus area, at least for Professor Karen Waldie, who was a research lead on this subject. And she also works for Growing Up in New Zealand, their psychology domain. Now, I had a talk to her, and I started off by asking her about the significance of this year's theme of reconnecting. Here she is now.
Well, we've done a lot of research in mental health with both pregnant mothers during pregnancy and postpartum, and a lot of research with depression during childhood. And this is using that Growing Up in New Zealand longitudinal study. And what we found is just really the importance of social connectedness, both sort of informal networks like friends and whānau, and also more formal networks like being able to know that you can talk to a GP or a Plunkett nurse or just somebody or your church that is just a little bit more formal institution, if you like. And I think it's really important now because we have had a 2 years of relative isolation with COVID. So all of the pregnant women who had to go through this without their family and friends around sometimes, and that's incredibly hard. So, yeah, I think it's really relevant right now because we are allowed to connect, and just pushing that message that how important it is for mental health to be with your friends and family, to reconnect if you have been, missing out on get-togethers, whether they are formal or informal. Yeah, just it's so important no matter what stage of life we are. If we're pregnant, we have a new baby, if we've got children or teens, and even the elderly, we know that things like, keeping up with social connections are one of the most important factors that go into keeping our brains healthy.
We talk about supporting each other and how important it is to talk about our mental health. Now, has your research shown that nowadays it is still just as important as ever to check on ourselves and maintain that connection with our whānau, our community, and ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. In New Zealand, I've lived here for 20 years, and I'm just so fortunate to be in Auckland. But it is really stunning that we've got the mental health problems that we do in this amazing country, and we've just got to be all aware that our mothers, our children are really at risk for serious mental health concerns.
A lot of your work has a focus on maternal mental health, as supporting pregnant women and mothers of young children can benefit their well-being and is associated with the health of their children. Can I just get your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it really is. I was really fortunate to be able to work on research around pregnancy and the importance of good mental health during pregnancy, because it really affects the mother, the wider whānau, and then the child later on. We see some negative outcomes in the children of mothers who are depressed during pregnancy. And before our study was published, most people thought of depression during pregnancy as being more of a postpartum issue, sort of something that happens because of hormones after the birth of a child. But we showed that absolutely not. It happens during pregnancy more often than the start, after pregnancy. And it's, we've got, 12 to 13% of pregnant mothers will have significant depression symptoms during pregnancy. And I think it's something that we should all be more aware of. Mothers need to be aware of that as well, that it's okay to talk about it and to get help during pregnancy.
When it comes to your work with specific demographics and mental health, it's quite complex in the way that everyone is different. Therefore, everyone's understanding and grasp on mental health itself will differ. Do you think it's important we continue to talk about it, not just for awareness, but to also gain an understanding of what our friends, our whānau, and the people in our community are going through?
Absolutely. And I think you've hit it on the head there. We don't really fully understand the impact of depression on certain groups, and we've actually researched fathers in particular and shown that they can suffer through postpartum depression as well, and we do have certain groups who are more at risk, and our Pacifica men in particular, and pregnant women are at particular risk. So I think it is something to highlight, that we need some as much information out to GPs and midwives and our church leaders and so on, that that feelings of isolation and loss and depression and anxiety, they exist, and we have to talk about them and identify and treat, basically.
That was Professor Karen Waldie speaking about their work in maternal and children's mental health and the importance of reconnecting with ourselves and those around us for Mental Health Awareness Week. If you are struggling with any mental health issues or you just aren't feeling the best, remember you can contact Lifeline at 0800 543 354, or you can contact Healthline at 0800 611 116. Also, you can talk to a friend, a family member, or anyone. Talk to your local GP. Just make sure you are talking to someone and realize that you are loved by many.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.